from the WGCH Weather Center.
We're cloudy for today in the mid to upper 30s with the winter weather advisory tonight until tomorrow morning. Wind chills will be in the 20s early, then snow likely before 1 a.m. tonight, then snow, freezing rain, and sleet after. We become all rain after 4 with temperatures rising into the low 30s by 5, new snow and sleet of an inch and little to no ice. Then cloudy for tomorrow, rain to showers. With snowy weather ahead, look for the latest local weather 24 hours a day on social media at CT Weather or go to our website at ctweather.com. If you'd like to speak to a meteorologist, call 203-730-2899. I'm meteorologist Chris Rosh on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
It's time for the Debbie Nigro Show with Debbie Nigro, who says she's still a babe, or at least she thinks she still is. That's right, attitude is everything, and Debbie's delusionally young. No one sees the glass of Cabernet half full like Debbie. She's fresh air with a magnetic flair. Someday has arrived, and as far as she's concerned, it's time to roll.
Shoulder, come over, it's all good, baby, cry on mine. Mr. Bossman's on your back, you left your laptop in the taxi cab, and you're crying in the park on your break. Your boyfriend can't talk you down, he doesn't understand what you're all about, but you've gotten kind of used to the taste. Don't think twice.
Okay, I'm ready. I swear, I'm ready. Hi, everybody. I'm Debbie Nigro. And Jay Bob's like, where are you? I'm over here. I'm over here. What's going on with everybody today? I hope you're feeling pretty good. Got a good show lined up for you today. It's my Wellness Wednesday edition of the Debbie Nigro Show. I always feel like it's the Wellness Wednesday edition. What is it that I'm always talking about this? I guess it's top of mind. I'm always saying, you know, my job here is to keep the live in alive. Because otherwise that's no fun, right? So, good morning, Bob. How are you doing in your living alive thing today?
Phew, I tell you. I was wondering what the heck.
I know. Here I am. Okay. So, big week for people sending flowers. As we lead up to Valentine's Day, everybody's, you know, either thinking of sending flowers, hoping to get flowers. I did a little story today on my social media about how flowers make everybody happy, like everybody. And I'm not just saying that because I think it. I'm saying it because there's been a lot of research on the subject. And I have a guest coming up this next segment who's the expert in flowers. She's a gal pal of mine named Jill Brooke. And she runs Flower Power Daily. And she knows everything about flowers. And she even wrote an article about how a particular flower has the same healing effect as Valium. You kidding me? That used to be called Mother's Little Helper. Now you just need some flowers. But I want to talk about happiness because I think everybody strives for that. And when you're happy, you feel better. Your body's better. Your life is better. When you feel good, you're happier, right? When you don't feel good, you're not so happy. But flowers have a direct and immediate impact on happiness. So I want to encourage everybody who might be thinking about sending somebody some flowers this week, go ahead and do it. You will guarantee a smile. The study about this was done. It was called the Emotional Impact of Flowers Study. And it was conducted by Jeanette M. Haviland Jones, who's a PhD professor of psychology and the project director of human development at the lab at Rutgers University, the State University of New Jersey. And she's smart. She's a psychologist and an internationally recognized authority in the role of emotional development and human behavior and nonverbal emotional signals and response. And the research they did basically adds science to what a lot of people consider to be common knowledge, that flowers have a very strong beneficial impact on those who receive them. And I'm like, okay. It made me think today that I should send myself flowers because they make me happy. Not only when you get them, right? But when people display flowers in their houses, I don't know if you've ever had any flowers in your house, Bob, it just makes you feel good. And people usually put the flowers someplace that, like, if somebody came in, they could enjoy them or see them in a foyer, in a living room, in a dining room. Suggesting through the study and just what people have researched that flowers are a symbol for sharing. Okay? Flowers have been proven to bring about positive emotional feelings in those who enter a room. They make the space more welcoming. They make the sharing atmosphere feel better. And, yeah, it's just a big thing. I'm so happy when I have flowers around. I buy myself flowers sometimes. You know where I put them that are very unusual? I know I do like to put them in a vase. And you know, I'm a flower killer from way back, but I try hard. And I put them on my table right when I walk in. But I always take a couple and put them in a tiny little vase when I get flowers for myself in my bathroom, which plays into that whole story I did yesterday about the luxury bathroom trend. Everybody's trying to make themselves feel happy in their bathrooms. I guess we're all spending more time there. But, do you ever put flowers in your bathroom, Bob?
No.
Ever?
Unless you call spraying a flowery scent in there.
Oh.
No.
That's funny. But men and flowers, you know, you think it's only women. They actually studied some men who received flowers. And they conducted the study at Rutgers University that shows that men who receive flowers demonstrate increased social interaction and happiness. So don't not think of sending a guy flowers, okay? It's not something you think of doing because you think they're more feminine, right? Women always are more emotional. We know that. Gosh, we know that. And in general, women, of course, displayed a greater level of emotion when they were, you know, researched in the study about the flower thing. But when it comes to getting flowers, men and women on the same playing field, everybody expresses what they call extraordinary delight. Okay? Extraordinary. So why not? I always get sad when the flowers go away come wintertime. I got an ongoing game going with my grandkids. My one granddaughter, who's now she just turned 6, but for all the years that she's been in my life, I made a big deal every spring about how the flowers are coming back. The flowers are coming back. And all through the spring and summer, I have taken her with me to identify flowers. We stop, we look at them, I give her my little app from my phone, we get the flower, and we smell them, and we touch them. I mean, just, they're magical. When you think about the earth and what comes out of this earth and off of trees, naturally, nobody had to make that happen. I mean, of course, there's altered version of flowers now, but oh my gosh, flowers are magical. You ever see a field of lavender?
Yeah, those are very tiny flowers, aren't they?
Yeah, but it looks like a purple carpet.
Yeah. Right?
A purple carpet. You go to like southern climates in the wintertime, and the thing that always stands out the loudest to me about what we don't have in the Northeast, where we have snow and places where it's winter and cold, is they still got their flowers. The flowers never go away. I think they're happier people. I really do. I think that the foliage that stays abundant in warm climates keeps everybody's mood lifted, in my personal opinion. It's just my personal opinion. So, I guess I'm overdoing the flower thing today, but okay. Okay, I just wanted to let everybody know that's what we're talking about today. Jill's coming up shortly from Flower Power Daily. I can't believe Jill, who was like a CNN reporter, turned her life just right toward the flower industry and just stayed in her lane. And she does a great job about it. I'm going to ask her, is she like happy all the time? Because you might think so if that's what you're talking about all the time. All right. What else is going on Wellness Wednesday? I just want to go back to some of the recalls. Can't take the recalls. They're just driving me nuts. That canned tuna, I just want to once again, the one that was sold at Costco, Walmart, Publix, Trader Joe's, Mall, recalled in 27 states. There's a list out there because the company who actually put this brand out there under, it's sold, it's called Tri-Union Seafoods, and they're based out in El Segundo, California. They did this voluntarily on February 7th. Because they had lots of canned tuna products sold under the Genova, Van Camp's, HEB, and Trader Joe's brand name that seemingly where the easy open pull tab can lid on some of the products encountered a manufacturing defect. So that's causing the tuna cans to leak, PU, which would be the minor version of the problem, or If they were open long enough, they could possibly have become contaminated with Clostridium botulinum, which, if you want to just sum it up, causes food poisoning and can lead to death. Death by a can of tuna is just not the way you want to check out. So check your tuna and throw it away if you have one of those, you know, brands I just mentioned. And okay, we're going to just try and stay alive. Try to stay alive. It's big. It's like a game show. It's like Russian roulette these days. It's ridiculous. But okay, my job is to bring it, bring the good energy, bring the information, bring the great guests, and bring the hope that you're going to make it through another day. That's what I do here on my Wellness Wednesday show. If you come away from the show with a nugget of knowledge you did not have before you tuned in that benefits you in some way, I've done my job. So hang out, because you never know what I'm going to talk about, because I have too much information, and then I have to, like, get it out so you can use it. Stay tuned. More to come next.
Want an easy way to find a great doctor? Got a health issue you'd like to research? Looking for ways to be healthier and better informed about personal wellness? You'll find all this and more at the Greenwich Hospital website, www.greenhosp.org. This richly detailed website is loaded with valuable information. You'll find everything from directions and visiting hours to details about all the medical services and staff physicians, including doctors' credentials and office locations. You'll also find listings of community healthcare events, support groups, and much, much more. Whether you're planning a hospital visit or just want to be a more informed healthcare consumer, the place to start is Greenwich Hospital's website. Find it at www.greenhosp.org. That's www.greenhosp.org. Check it out today and get wise about health.
You heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
This is Travis Milliman of Greenwich Library. Do you have questions about how AI might impact the job market? Join us at the Byram Schubert branch on Wednesday, February 19th, from either 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. or 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. for a special career coach session entitled AI in Action, Job Seeking Strategies for the Digital Age. This workshop will introduce you to the basics of AI and demonstrate how it can empower your job search efforts. Once again, this iteration of the Career Coach will be at the Byram Schubert branch of the library, and registration is required. Please visit www.greenwichlibrary.org for more information, or call 203-622-7900 to talk to one of our librarians. We hope to see you soon at the library. This is Travis Milliman from Greenwich Library on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
Greenwich has its own sports talk program. Doubleheader weekday afternoons at 4 on 1490 WGCH. Join me, Rob Adams, as we talk about all sports, high schools, youth sports, college, the pros, and anything else. It's your show, so let's make it interactive. It's lively and it's fun. Call me at 203-661-5051 and be a part of it. That's Doubleheader weekdays at 4 on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
And now, back to the Debbie Nigro Show.
Okay, we're talking about flower power today and how flowers make everybody happy. It's been proven scientifically. So if you're thinking about sending a bouquet this week, do it, because nobody's not going to smile. Hi, everybody. I'm Debbie Nigro. I invited my girlfriend, Jill Brooke, to join me today on the show here on Wellness Wednesday. She's the founder and editorial director at Flower Power Daily. And I wanted to talk about how flowers have an effect on your health and wellness. Hey, Jill.
Hello, Debbie. I'm so happy to hear from you, and also to talk flowers, to spread the, you know, the amazing things that flowers do to calm everybody. You know that there is a study that was done in Japan, and it was called, it's now called the soft fascination, which means that just even looking at flowers immediately decreases stress, the cortisol, which is the stress hormone, and also activates a sense of calm. And this is a very, very important study because it confirmed what intuitively we all know. I mean, back in the day, do you remember Andrew Weil, who would say, what's the, you know, eight ways for optimal health? And he is the one that advocated salmon and blueberries and everything else. But he also included live flowers.
Really?
And that, yes. And was such a proponent of having flowers in your home because of what it does for you mentally.
Okay, I have a question for you, Jill.
Okay, I can't wait to hear.
The question is, since you, all you do all day long, since you've been on CNN and did all that stuff in your past, involves flowers and the world of flowers, are you constantly freaking happy?
I don't think anyone is constantly freaking happy.
Right.
I think what we do need is something in our toolbox that we know, what do we do when our spirits deflate, when life feels heavy and you need to squeeze joy somewhere. In my toolbox, which is why I started doing all this research on flowers, and now I'm a floral historian, is for me, the second when I'm not feeling good, I immediately go either to a nursery, to a flower store. I make sure I buy flowers and just look at them. Do you remember the artist Georgia O'Keeffe? She was not the sexiest
yes, of course.
Girl. All right.
Yep, yep.
And she was the number one selling floor, you know, female painter,
right.
And for 50 years. So, you know, the male art critics said, "Oh, the way she does orchids and the way she does flowers, it's so sensual." But that wasn't it at all. She wanted people to absolutely stop and just look at the intricacies of a flower, these living life forces. And what they do is just by looking at it, it calms you. And people think of flowers as just being decorative, but they're such a tool to help you with mental health and also physical
absolutely.
Health. I mean, you want to hear an amazing study?
Well,
amazing.
I wanted to talk to you about lavender because I read that article you wrote, how lavender may have the same healing effect as Valium. Do you remember writing that article? Because that was you reported on. Tell me about that.
Well, when you take any synthetic drugs, of course, to manage whatever our mental health problems are, there can be side effects. But when certain scents enter your stream and it immediately calms you, it turns out that a lot of the components that are in Valium are the same ones in lavender. So
interesting.
Instead of possibly having some of those side effects, not that there are many, I'm not saying that there are, but everybody reacts to them differently, but smelling and inhaling that scent of lavender, it just immediately transports you. And the whole idea is to calm your brain activity.
Absolutely.
And, you know, all the different things that it does. And that is what flowers do, and they do it so effectively.
Yeah, I was thinking as you know we were going to talk today about all the places that I walk into where flowers are prominent, and how much effort and money hotels for their lobbies, you know, corporate offices and restaurants, how much money they invest in flowers so that when you walk in, they want you to have that feeling of happiness. That's very big
Correct.
Money.
And supermarkets too, though, now. They have found that if you've noticed, the flowers are being sold right near the entrance because
right.
people feel happier and they end up spending more money, and it creates an ambiance of feeling good and realizing, because don't forget, flowers are also the messengers of hope and resilience. And whatever you're feeling when you look at a flower, you know, this, and I think that right now people question, are they sentient? Because, you know, if you think about it, they're stand still on the ground, and yet they have this force field around them that protects them. They know how to manage predators, which make them a really good, you know, they're a role model in a way of like how to be adaptive and how to deal with whatever the environment gives you and how to adapt and even change your DNA. So what that means is that flowers teach you so many lessons. And that's, you know, the book that's coming out later this year that I wrote about, The Wisdom of Flowers. So they teach you about patience. They teach you about resilience. They teach them, their medicinal cures are ancient. And what we're finding now is that a lot of the synthetic drugs aren't as effective as the actual flowers from the earth. A matter of fact, what I was just going to share is that dahlias, this incredible nun and scientist out of California, really believed that there was something medicinal in a dahlia. Year after year, she kept on researching and researching, and they just found that within the dahlia is a component which could potentially be a cancer cure, and especially for MS.
Wow.
And
that's very big news.
It is really big news. So the idea of flowers just being decorative, it teaches you to be in the moment. It teaches you to appreciate the beauty that still exists in your life, no matter what else is going on, because it's unassailable beauty. It, you know, meets the ugly of the world, and it wins.
Yeah. Let me tell you, yesterday I went over to Costco because I bought tires there, and I got a 5-year warranty, and I wanted to put the air in my tires and whatever. So I ended up going into the store, and as soon as I walked in, they have a huge flower display. First of all, they have all the red roses that you could possibly imagine at the best price I've ever seen. And it was a woman standing there. Specifically, they set up a flower section with all kinds of vases and gifts. And I literally started to walk by, and I went back, and I just stopped, and I just smiled. I said, oh, this is great. I physically stopped to take in the moment because it was just so gorgeous. So it does, without you even trying, make an impact on your brain, on your body, on your mood, everything. It just, you know, it's something I want to talk about. And if you look at my phone, Jill, I have saved photos from gorgeous flowers from the summertime, close-ups and this one. And there was one, you said something interesting about the resilience of flowers. I had a rose bush outside, and this one rose just kept coming before, you know, it just wouldn't go. It was snow. It was winter. And I took a picture. I was like, would you look at this son of a gun? This is one resilient little world. So, yes, no. I'm with you. I pay attention to these things now. It sounds a little goofy, but, you know, I'm totally aware. What's going on with the flower business this week? If you can just give me an update. What do you know about supply, demand?
940 million stems of roses have just arrived in Miami to be distributed everywhere because Miami is the epicenter now of all roses. Only 10% are from L.A. And what happens is American farmers can't grow the quantity needed because of warmer weather in Ecuador and Colombia, 80%, you know, they all come from there. So we have roses all over, but the average price is going to be expensive. Like, out of curiosity, how much were they for you at Trader Joe's?
Well, I didn't buy them because they were red roses. I wasn't quite ready to give red roses to anybody yesterday.
Yeah.
But it was $17.99 for a dozen. I thought, I don't think anybody could do better than that.
Well, they can't because, you know, they access all the farms. But this is the Oscars for local flower stores who, you know, create designs and, you know, send out the flowers. And the average in the United States is $90 for a bouquet.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, these were not long stem roses. This was just red roses, you know, cut in a little vase. But they had a lot of other things there, $59, $60. Obviously, they buy in bulk so they can get a better price. But I never suspected Costco to be a location where you would think to go to buy roses for somebody or flowers for somebody, just throwing it out.
Well, but, everybody loves flowers. And they're also not only for these markets, it makes money, but it makes people happy. And if you have something that makes people happy just to see it, like, you know, a can of Goya beans is not going to make you happy. A bouquet of flowers, you just stop. And that's what the study from Japan said called soft fascination. It doesn't require anything. It doesn't require even engagement. Just being around this life force called plants and flowers actually connects us to something bigger than ourselves, and it creates harmony in our lives. And that is why there is not one culture on the entire planet that doesn't respond the same way to flowers. And
it's why we send them, for all the different reasons. One, to give comfort when somebody passes. One, to acknowledge a happy occasion when a baby arrives, for example. I like the idea, and you mentioned it in your blog, about sending flowers to a senior to brighten their day. And then this week, you know, besides Valentine's Day, it's Galentine's Day. It's so great to just send a girlfriend you love flowers, right? That would really blow her head. It would just be great and very unexpected and a big surprise.
Also, because of cost, here is a suggestion I have for your listeners.
Okay.
On Amazon, you can get 48 bud vases, literally, sent to you, right? And then just one flower has the same impact as a dozen. It's the thought that counts. It's letting someone know you matter. And what I do and am doing today is that I literally have right now on my counter all these flowers and all these bud vases that I am going to give to my friends. And I'm also having a Galentine's lunch, which was actually started in 2010 by Parks and Recreation, said, why don't we just gather our girlfriends? And it really, really picked up because not everybody has a loved one in their life. Yep. And they don't want to feel bad about Valentine's. Valentine's Day is to celebrate people that you love. And in the Greek language, unlike English, there are different words for the love that you have for your friends, for your siblings, for your parents, for romantic love. And we don't need to trust, you know, an aunt that has been really nice to you, somebody, a colleague at work who helped you out. Just giving them a little thoughtful gift of a bud vase with a flower. It says, I see you. I appreciate you. You matter. And so much negativity is around us right now. We need to lead with love. And these small acts of kindness really matter.
That's really nice. I like the bud vase idea because then you could just buy a whole bunch of them. They're very inexpensive. And then you just buy a bunch of flowers and put one in each. That's just a really nice idea. How come I didn't think of that? I'm glad you did.
And have them always around, because what happens is that you will always use them. I can't tell you, Deb, how often I go through them. And you go to someone's house for dinner. You bring a little bud vase. And it just minimizes cost, but it doesn't minimize impact.
Okay, can you do me one favor after you finish your bud vases? Can you take a picture and send them to me?
Sure.
Yeah, because I want to see what an expert flower girl would put inside a little bud vase. Okay, and copy you.
Okay. You got it.
I have no clue. I have no clue. Jill, so nice talking to you. Thank you for talking beautiful flowers with me today, and hope that, you know, brightened everybody's day. Flower Power Daily. Jill is the editor-in-chief. She's the founder. You might want to check it out. Sign up for her newsletter. It's fantastic. And good luck on the book. I didn't know you have a book coming out. You'll have to come back when you get it ready.
Can't wait. I would love to do that, Jill.
All right. You have an open invite. Thank you, Jill Brooke. Have a great day, my friend.
Much love to everyone.
Okay, happy Galentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day. Come on back. More to come on Debbie Nigro's Wellness Wednesday edition of the show. Next.
From the WGCH Weather Center.
Good morning. A winter weather advisory tonight until tomorrow afternoon with cloudy skies for today in the mid to upper 30s. Wind chills will be in the 20s early, then snow likely before 1 a.m. tonight, then snow, freezing rain, and sleet after. We become all rain after 4, with temperatures rising into the low 30s by 5, new snow and sleet of an inch and little to no ice. Then cloudy for tomorrow, rain to showers. I'm meteorologist Chris Rosh on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money, but if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to healthcare, and that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month, and they love it. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Call now. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
Coverage varies by plan, view contracts, and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com. Auto repair bills are through the roof. $3,000 to replace the transmission. $4,000 for a blown engine. And if your manufacturer's warranty is expired, you'll have to cover it all out of pocket. You need an Endurance Auto Protection Plan. No matter what the mileage, if your car is under 20 years old, Endurance can get you covered on the engine, electrical system, transmission, AC, drivetrain, and more. Endurance has plans for any budget. Repairs can be done at the certified mechanic of your choice, and they're paid directly with no middleman. Plans cover 24/7 roadside assistance, towing, battery jumps, fuel deliveries, tire changes, lockout services, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Act now and get our elite benefits, including complete tire care and key fob replacement, a $2,000 value at no extra cost. With Endurance, you could never pay for covered auto repairs again, so call now for your free quote.
Call 800-498-2843. 800-498-2843. 800-498-2843.
I don't really like working.
I'm going to need a priority parking space.
I only work remotely.
How are your safe spaces?
Can I bring my dog to work?
Will your company protect me against microaggressions?
You're triggering me. Is this interview almost over?
You don't run a daycare. You run a business. That's why you need RedBalloon.work. RedBalloon has recruiters and hiring tools to help you hire adults. Call 833-880-0600 for a free consultation. That's 833-880-0600 for a free consultation.
Champions are built here.
All the way to the rim, lays it up, and in! Ha! About that! From midcourt, a heave. Good!
The tradition continues all season long.
Triple. Good!
And that's the way you like to see basketball played.
And once again, the top dogs come from stores. They win the Big East Tournament.
On your home for UConn women's basketball.
Enjoy the whole season right here on 1490 WGZH.
And now, back to the Debbie Nigro Show.
If you need a drink, then I'm fine. If you need a minute to think, I got time. If you need a shoulder, come over. It's all good, baby, cry on mine.
Come over, but don't breathe on me, please. Everybody's wheezing. I just can't tell you how many people are sick. Hi, everybody, I'm Debbie Nigro. I wonder if you guys are staying away from people or groups of people because you know what's going on right now. It seems everybody's at the doctor. The flu-like symptoms that were around, it's like crazy is what's going on. The worst flu season in 15 years. Did you hear that story? Yeah. The percentage of doctor visits due to flu-like symptoms last week was higher than the peak of any flu season since 2010. That's the data from the CDC. They've come out and said there are about 24 million cases of influenza. And by the way, 13,000 deaths this winter season. So you can't take this lightly. They're not actually sure, those experts, why it's worse than usual, but they're trying to guess. They think it's the possibly the strain of the flu going around right now is just more intense than past versions. And they also think maybe Americans might not be taking as many precautionary measures this winter, especially since COVID cases have eased. So what they want you to know, just to reiterate here, they want you to, those doctors, you know, wash your hands, soap and water, wash your hands, avoid touching your mouth, your nose, your eyes. And this part is really important, not licking any door handles, please.
Who the heck does that?
Don't know why they want you to do that. Why they would bring it up. Okay, I have a new subject. Give me some music transition.
Oh, we haven't used this all day.
Yeah, what the heck? Okay. New story. Wellness Wednesday. Debbie Nigro trying to keep the living alive. There was a story in the Hollywood Reporter. Was about the CEO of a company called BuzzFeed. His name is Jonah Peretti. And he wrote a letter calling out TikTok and Meta for prioritizing artificial intelligence technology over content. And he says people miss the mid-2010s, I can't even say it right, beer and wine era. Basically, he's got a new plan. It's an AI-powered social media platform to help spread joy. My gosh, I am behind him. Yeah, Jonah Peretti wants to make the internet fun again. And this is, again, something that I am totally in agreement. He's going to do it with BuzzFeed, his company, and he's going to launch this new social media platform. He actually wrote the letter. And I'm going to read the letter because I was like, he goes, "Hi all, most anxieties about the future are really about the present. We worry about a future where AI takes away our human agency, devalues our labor, and creates social discord. But that world is already here. And our meaning, purpose, and agency has already been undermined by artificial intelligence technologies." And he talked about how this began in the U.S. with the launch of TikTok, and how he met with the ByteDance founder, Zhang Yiming, before he created TikTok, and he explained to him that he wanted to launch an app in the U.S., but he needed a source of video content. And he said, I asked him, what kind of content? And he said, oh, it didn't matter. They just needed tens of thousands of videos every day. And he explained that Chinese universities produce more deep learning PhDs each year than the total number employed in every Silicon Valley company combined. And he said this talent allowed him to make AI so good that the content didn't matter. He just needed a raw tonnage of content so the AI could create a personalized experience and get the flywheel going. And then he bought another company and added. And he said he also called out Mark Zuckerberg. He says, you know, similar to Zhang Yiming, Mark Zuckerberg doesn't care very much about the content on his platforms, much more interested in technology and AI. And he wants to do this differently. He said, because the bigger loss of human and humanity, he calls it human agency, comes from the billions of people that use these apps, which are designed to maximize all the time you spend on them. And he said, while you're reading this memo, you're probably jonesing to switch over to Instagram or TikTok. Turns out when an app company doesn't care about content and asks an AI to maximize usage, the result is a service that incentivizes content that maximizes addictiveness. The kind of content that gets created and recommended is not the best content, but the content that elicits the most compulsive and predictable response from the human brain. When asks AI to maximize usage, the content evolves into what I call SNARF. And he said SNARF, S-N-A-R-F, stands for stakes, novelty, anger, retention, and fear. And he doesn't want to do that anymore. He's going against this. He's trying to do something differently. He's always wanted to do it. He sees there's growing discontent, and he wants to step in and thinks it's time to fight back. He cares. He cares about the content, knows that it moves culture and the world forward. He has the opportunity in his hands to fight back against this snarf and bring some joy and fun back to the internet. And he says, yeah, they can make content that gives you a little buzz, helps you relax, have a good time, and connect with your friends. But we, you know, we need to select stories where the stakes and novelty are actually high and not fake it. And cover stories where anger and fear are justified, not just to be thrown out. And balance it with joy and entertainment. And prove, I'll end with this, that positive and truthful content can also perform if we give it the right care and attention. All right. Okay. I'm all for this. I'm going to get in touch. BuzzFeed. Mm. Just so you know who I'm talking about here. And that was a letter that I guess, you know, I don't know, it could have been written late in the night and just soul-searching. The article was from Mia Galupo. Thank you, Mia. It was great. BuzzFeed's new plan, an AI-powered social media platform to help spread joy, in the Hollywood Reporter. Goodness knows we need more people in the power of these platforms to say things like that, or we're just going to be off the rails and just, you know, off the cliff soon. You agree or don't agree? I don't know. I thought it was important to mention. So
I want to see how it ends up looking, but it sounds very interesting.
Okay. All right, I want to move on, Bobby. I want to move on. I want to talk about the Ozempic users. I can't believe this story. From my health research, Mackenzie Beard wrote this. New York Post published it. Some Ozempic users are developing serious eye issues that lead to blindness.
What? Oh,
this is really bad.
That's terrible.
Yeah, they... you know, you have to think about trade-offs, okay? A lot of these drugs, and I had this conversation with my doctor last week during my physical when I said, so what do you think about me going on one of these drugs? hugs because I weighed in like a tuna. I'm probably up about 8 pounds from the last time I weighed in, and I wasn't happy about it. Well, I know why I am. I've been eating chips for days and months. But, I know how to pull it back. I feel better when I eat healthier. I'm doing great now. I'm on the third day of my keto diet, only because Dave's dropping pounds. He's dripping them off on the rug. I'm like, all right, let me do something here, which is mostly great. It's vegetables, a lot of protein, no sugar, no carbs. You know, to me that's hard. But once you get off the schneid, you're okay. But let's go talk about these medications like Ozempic, Mounjaro, the GLP medication. So everybody's like happy because it makes them lose weight. But this new report, they could cloud your vision in the process. What are you willing to trade off here? There's a review that was published in JAMA Ophthalmology uncovering at least 9 cases of patients who experienced vision loss after taking semaglutide or tirzepatide. Those are the active ingredients in Wegovy and Zepbound, respectively. And the study is adding to what they're saying, a growing body of research that's documenting vision problems in patients using these drugs. They have a study that came out this past year, 2024, that suggested a potential link between semaglutide and the rare eye condition non-arteritic anterior ischemic optic neuropathy, which restricted blood flow to the optic nerve, causing sudden onset vision loss. Not another good thing. The doctor conversation that I had with my own doctor about these particular drugs was, they're different for everybody, and it has a lot to do with your personal family history of, disease in your family, of your own personal history of health, and whether or not the risks are worth it, especially since I think you have to stay on these medications to keep losing weight or stay thin, and when you go off them, you gain the weight back is what I've heard. So I don't know. But we have such an obesity problem in this country. Whatever is getting anybody out of the danger zone, you got to be in favor of. But I do need people to be aware of the side effects when you're making decisions like this. It's a big decision, big one. From all you've heard about it, Bob, would you go on any of these drugs?
No.
If that was something you needed to do? You're on the other side of the mic. You hear a lot of news. You hear a lot of stories.
I would say no. But then again, I've never been that overweight, so yeah, I don't know.
I know. It's very frustrating to be overweight. I've kind of maximized my ability to handle sliding scale sizes in my closet. That's what I do. Because I know me. I mean, human nature. One minute you're perfect. Next minute you're like you're slipping. Now you're a little heavier. Then all of a sudden you're like so excited because your pants are loose. And I really am most happy when my pants are loose. Okay, when I get to loose pants, I'm taking out a billboard. Okay, I'll let you know. Stay tuned. All right, new story.
Okay,
let's do it. All right, so good news. The future of wellness. They've done a survey, the McKinsey.com people, and they did a survey about the future of wellness. And they found that consumers like me and you are taking greater control over their health. And we actually have come to expect companies to provide effective solutions, science-backed solutions. And this wellness market, is no stranger to fads, okay? And the reason they take off these days is because somebody who's an influencer says, oh, yeah, stick this celery stalk in your ear and you're going to lose. That's kind of like how wacky it could get. But there's all kinds of things out there. Cold plunges, collagen, you hear me talking about. Celery juice is one of those things. So it's a big market. It's like, $1.8 trillion global consumer wellness market. So everybody's trying to get their fangs in there. But I find that people are being smarter. They want to know, what does the science say? Okay? What does the science say? And I think it's a really important question. So we have a lot of data, and we have a lot of science. And you don't have to be subject to stupidity if you do a little homework, okay? I try and do my homework, and I try and share with you. When you're looking at a product or an idea or a trend, I mean, you can, go into the search engines and read multiple stories. Don't just read one story, the first one you come. Read multiple stories from different sources. That's how I do it. And then you kind of make your own conclusion from the information that exists, okay? People are looking for, you know, words like efficacy and credibility. And these are very important factors to people like me and you when we choose to try a new wellness product, okay? And a lot of people are just really prioritizing their staying alive thing, all right? And they have new priorities. Health at home is a big trend. Any kind of at-home stuff, testing kits and conversations and things like that. People are wearing monitors. They're monitoring their bodies, you know. Wearables are huge. I gotta get one of those, I think. You know, personalization, which artificial intelligence has made possible. Okay, just you, just for you, you and you alone. Yeah, people are shifting away from wellness products with clean and natural ingredients to those with clinically proven ingredients. And what else do I want to tell you? The rise of the doctor recommendation. Yeah. People are looking to avoid getting wrong information, okay? Looking to their doctor's recommendation. All right, back in just a minute here, I have one more story, and then the Daily Send-Off.
A new president is sworn in. America's greatness is being restored. And there's breaking news every minute. Now, tens of millions of Americans are turning off Fox and CNN and tuning in to Newsmax for the breaking information they really need to know. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is one of the top news brands in America. Find it yourself on all major cable systems and on your TV or smartphone store. Just download the Newsmax app for free and start watching. You'll get great shows with Rob Schmidt, Greta Van Susteren, Rob Finnerty and Carl Higbee, and more. Find out why millions of Americans have made the switch. Even President Trump says Newsmax is terrific, and he's watching. So make the switch to Newsmax. Check us out on cable and satellite TV, or download the Newsmax app today. Watch us anytime, anywhere. Remember, Newsmax is real news for real people.
For many out on the streets with no address, when the hope dies, it's hard to be found.
You get these people off our streets now.
It's not that simple.
They're human beings. Where are they meant to go?
Homelessness could happen to anyone.
I don't know how much longer I can do this.
Their story is our story.
You never know in life why things work out the way they do.
Never give up.
No Address. Starring William Baldwin, Ashanti, and Ty Pennington. In theaters February 28th. Get your tickets at noaddressmovie.com.
3 years ago, I wrapped up a run of Annie playing Daddy Warbucks with the South Carolina Children's Theater, feeling tired, over 50 pounds overweight, fed up with the way I felt. Hi, Mike Gallagher here. I had to do something, so I scheduled a weight loss consultation with PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition. And as they say, the rest is history. Within a few months, I lost 53 pounds, regained control of my health. 3 years later, I've kept the weight off, and I feel better than ever. If you're in the same place I was, take the first step, like I did. Make the phone call that can change your life. PhD Weight Loss. Their program is fast, simple. They won't let you fail. Schedule your consultation today. 864-644-1900. 864-644-1900. Here's the best part. The first 11 callers who mention healthy will get 2 free weeks added to their weight loss package. Don't wait. Hit your 2025 weight loss goals. Call now. 864-644-1900. 864-644-1900. Mention healthy to get 2 free weeks or visit them at myphdweightloss.com. Myphdweightloss.com.
For 2 hours, every Thursday night at 6, listen in and even converse with the man in the know regarding all matters Greenwich. Listen to Sam Romeo's show, Greenwich Matters, brought to you by Parsonage, where their philosophy is to assist you in living life your way. And by Finocchio Brothers, we knows our business. From the beach to the backcountry, education, recreation, or politics, Greenwich Matters every Thursday night at 6 on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
And now, back to the Debbie Nigro Show.
Okay, I got a fun last story for you guys today here on my Wellness Wednesday show. Lemonading. Have you heard about that phrase? Oh, my gosh. I'm trying to keep the living alive, and that's why I do this show, and I find fun stories that in between the serious ones. So I caught this story about lemonading. It's a little trick to help you better cope with stress. Thank you, Tracy Schwartz. It's a new study that reported that a playful approach to life can help build resilience and lead to better coping skills in stressful and uncertain situations. Again, they call that concept lemonading, which is kind of like goes along with the old adage, right? When life gives you lemons, make lemonade. So it's called lemonading. And it's, you know, not everybody has that ability. I have the ability. People think I'm like, what is it with you that you can do this? I don't know. I guess it's something you have to practice, which is the ability to imagine and generate positive experiences, even in difficult circumstances. I use my sense of humor, but this has actually been studied at the Oregon State University campus there by the author Zhengzhou Sharon Shen, who's been looking at lemonading. And just, oh my gosh. Okay. If you're highly playful, the ones who participated in their study, the highly playful ones, they were more optimistic about the future. They had a greater expectation. They did a study back with COVID. They had a greater expectation of a successful vaccine, of life returning to normal, but still realistic about what was really going on. And, they just think this really attitude matters, right? So I've always told you attitude matters, and you can change the impact of a challenging situation and how it affects you by how you, you know, control your response to it, right? Yeah, life is, what's that great line? I think it's in my bathroom. You think I would remember it? Life is 1% of what happens to you and 99% how you deal with it. Isn't that what, isn't that what's in there? I got to go back and check. I'll let you know later what's hanging in my bathroom that I see every day that has not obviously stuck to my brain. Just unbelievable.
And you put it there to make sure you see it every day too.
Well, it was about attitude, and it's a great piece, that's a famous piece that I picked up in a thrift shop that was written in by hand in a beautiful pen ink, and it was framed, and I keep it nicely in my bathroom because I know I have the attitude. I want to share it with anybody who shares my bathroom. That's all. All right, Bob. Let's get out of the show today without causing more of a scene than I already did. And all right, let's do that Daily Toast.
Attention, everyone. It's the Daily Toast on the Debbie Nigro Show.
All right, well, I'll leave you with this thought. The key to a healthy life is having a healthy mind, right? And just remember that. And I hope that you're all doing your best today in spite of whatever's going on in your life. Feel better if you don't. Feel great if you do. Maximize it if you really can today. Because if you got a good day going and everything's working in your favor, don't sit home. Get out there and share your energy with the world. Good energy, right? Good energy begets good energy. It just does. All right. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Debbie Nigro. This is the Wellness Wednesday edition of the Debbie Nigro Show. Check out my website, DebbieNigro.com, and I'll see you guys next time.
The preceding show has paid WGCH a broadcasting fee, and the opinions expressed during the show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or ownership of WGCH Radio. This is your community radio station, serving Lower Fairfield County and Westchester. 1490 WGCH in Greenwich.
I'm John Scott. The U.S. Senate has confirmed the nomination of former Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard to be the next director of national intelligence. Senator Charles Grassley, chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee, spoke before today's vote.
Based on my conversation, I expect Tulsi Gabbard, along with CIA Director Ratcliffe, will ensure that the intelligence